we were a trio, and then all of our albums have featured additional instrumentation. We never felt like we had to stay true to what we did live. What we did in the studio and live were always separate. But after our last record, there were so many parts that were really integral to sort of putting the song across. And Joe was a friend of ours from a while back, and it was a very organic thing of just sort of having him come along and seeing how it worked, and then he weaseled his way, and now we're a chair with four legs, and if he leaves, we'll be doomed forever.
Glad you made it. Welcome to the farm. Who's your daddy? I'm your daddy now. In your mind is where I'll plant my seed. It's for sure.
Sometimes say, oh, what was it like when you made it? And I don't feel that we made it, or I don't ever feel like, I mean, there are moments, you know, like the first time we played Central Park, you know, I was playing big shows in New York was a big deal. Like headlining our first show in Central Park was a huge deal. Playing Radio City for the first time was a big deal. Playing at Woodstock 99 was a big deal. Playing on Letterman for the first time. There's all these little moments that sort of mark your transitions along the way, but there was never this big leap where we just felt like we all sat back and smoked Cuban cigars and were like, yeah, we finally did it, dudes.
Thank you.
she already knows me. She's perfect as she seems.
How many years have you been playing that song?
We wrote that song in our apartment in like 1997.
Yep.
And it's evolved a bit since then. It's 2004 and we still play it every show.
But we don't live together anymore in that house.
We don't live in that house.
But we close every show with Fafa. Do you think it's time to stop closing our sets with the song Fafa?
Nope.
Never be the same again.
It kind of just has this live energy, and if you put it in the middle of the set, I feel like everyone would just walk out at the end. Whoa.
They're just
so trained.
As soon as that's over, to leave.
All right. There's a couple ways of doing this next thing, and we've just decided to go the route of full disclosure. So this is going to be the last song in our set, which really means when the band walks off and gets the whole gratuitous encore thing. But to make this even more complicated, Ben Folds is going to come out and play with us. But the thing is, he's got this huge piano, and it takes a long time. So just play along with me, if you would. So after this song is over, like, clap like you don't know if we're going to come back or something. And then it's going to take a little time, so there might be a lull. So then, like, I don't know, the short-haired brunettes, like, keep clapping or something. So there's, like, it's never dead silent, so it's never, like, you were totally awkward. And then as they get closer to like making the piano work, which you'll see, there'll be less activity, then clap or like be a big swell, and then we'll all come back and play, and it'll be like the coolest thing that you didn't know was gonna happen. Thank you.
Wish you was somebody else.
just a perfect reflection. You and no one else. And it's running hours, and hours running days. Don't still